Thomas J. McGuire Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Thomas Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Last name is Boze, B-O-Z-E, Jr. Address is 2623 Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-R-O, Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530. ID is XXX XXX 5502. Driver's license AD 80596. The insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare. The pharmacy is Raley's East Avenue. It's addressed to Dr. Terrence Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, M-D, 274 Cohasset Road, number 110, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530, 809-1283, fax 530-897, 3758. Carbon copy, Dr. Catherine Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, D period O period, North State Cardiology, 198 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-335-3350, fax is 530-893-6042. The clinic indication history of reduced energy, subparagraph, recent history of hospitalization with pneumonia, history of insomnia, reduced energy upon arising, morning fatigue lasting an hour. Increased symptoms of fatigue when shopping for an hour. Rest provides some sense of resuscitation. He gave a history of these symptoms lasting 6 months. Pulmonary evaluation reported ongoing symptoms of 2 years' duration. Past medical history, positive for rheumatic fever. Last echocardiogram was normal. Bowel movements reported to be normal. No urinary problems. He gave a history of the development of a bad headache after CT imaging and chest infusion. He reported symptoms of bradykinesia and moving his arms. This episode occurring in the hospital did not produce symptoms of recollection. He reported symptoms of body weakness 2 weeks before hospitalization. The symptoms happened after he had prime rib dinners. He feels improved when he has a cup and a half of coffee. Current medications, let's see, vertically. Ibrosartan, 300 milligram tablets daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligram tablets. Amitriptyline, 10 milligram tablets. EZE. TIMBE. One tablet daily. Primidone, 50 milligram tablets. Three times a day. Metoprolol. 100 milligram tablets, extended release, 24 hours. Latanoprost, Latanoprost. Percent eye drops. Sumatriptan, 100 milligram tablets. Daily as needed. New paragraph. Recent problem list. Let's see, vertically. Essential hypertension. Diverticulitis. Near syncope. Benign hypertension. Malaise. New paragraph. Previous diagnostic assessments. Benign prostatic hyperplasia with lower urinary tract symptoms. Next diagnosis, other fatigue. Next diagnosis, bronchiectasis, uncomplicated. Next diagnosis, exhaustion due to excessive exertion. Next diagnosis, encephalitis with encephalomyelitis. In paragraph. Imaging, CT of the chest without contrast. September 5, 2025. Indication, left lower lobe infiltrate. Findings. Interval resolution of interosseous hemangioma within the T5 vertebral body. Resolution of left lower body consolidation. Varicoid bronchiectasis within the left lower lobe, scattered areas of mucus plugging, no suspicious pulmonary nodules or masses, interosseous hemangioma, T5 vertebral body, no aggressive bony lesions. Thank you. In paragraph laboratory findings, July 15, 2025, comprehensive chemistry panel showed a slightly elevated anion gap, elevated C-reactive protein 1.26, mild anemia, red cell count 4.65, hemoglobin, hematocrit 40.6, complete blood count showed elevated bands at 15. 1 myelocyte. Left shift with immature granulocytes. Said rate of 20. Thyroid functions were normal. PSA normal. TSH normal. Fed rate 4. The date of this is 12/9/2025. New paragraph. EMG and nerve conduction studies were completed through Dr. Eggert. Some paragraph. I have no reports. New paragraph. Clinical history indicates a staph infection in his right leg with clinical findings of tendonitis. Recommendations. clinical history of chronic fatigue associated with probable underlying lower extremity infection. Pulmonary disease. Recommendations: obtain pulmonary function records, obtain lower extremity EMG and nerve conduction studies, neurological reevaluation, new paragraph, I'll send an additional report when his other records are obtained and reviewed.